Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Can I Use My Real Estate License in Another State? Mutual Recognition Explained.
Good one, because this comes up a lot. Someone's been working in real estate for years, they're moving interstate, and they assume they can just pick up where they left off.
It's a reasonable assumption, but the reality is a bit more involved. The key term to understand here is mutual recognition.
So, break it down. What actually is mutual recognition?
It's a principle across Australia that lets someone licensed in one state or territory apply for an equivalent license in another. The logic is solid. If you're already trusted to do the work in one place, you should have a real pathway to do it elsewhere without starting from scratch.
Without going back to day one.
That's the intent, but the article is careful to call it a pathway, not a guarantee. You still have to apply. You still have to meet the destination state's requirements. Your existing license supports the application. It doesn't replace it.
I think that's where people trip up. They hear mutual recognition and assume the license just travels with them automatically.
It doesn't, and the article explains why. A real estate license is issued by the authority in the state where you hold it. It's tied to that state's rules. Cross a border and you don't automatically carry the right to trade. What you carry is a strong basis to apply.
Which is still valuable, but you have to actually do something with it.
You do. And the first thing the article says to do is contact the authority in your destination state early, before you assume anything about timing or eligibility, before you move if you can.
Which authorities are we talking about?
NSW Fair Trading for New South Wales, the Queensland Office of Fair Trading for Queensland, Consumer Affairs Victoria for Vic, and ACT Access Canberra for the ACT. Those are the four, and they're the ones who decide what applies to your situation.
And I'm guessing they don't all have identical requirements.
No, and this is the other key thing. There's no single national real estate license. The category names, the scope, the underlying requirements, they all vary by state. The article uses a specific example. A Class 2 agent in New South Wales, an agent's representative in Victoria, and a real estate agent in Queensland are related but not interchangeable.
So even if your experience maps well, the structure might not line up exactly.
Which is where recognition of prior learning comes in. RPL is the practical tool for this. It formally assesses your existing skills and experience against the units in a nationally recognised qualification. Where you already meet a unit, you get credit. Where there's a genuine gap, you study only that part.
So it's targeted. You're not repeating training you've already done.
Exactly. And the article makes a point worth holding on to. It says the qualifications behind these licenses are nationally recognised, so much of what you've already done carries across. The question is usually how much, not whether. That's a different conversation to starting from zero.
That reframe matters. It's not starting again, it's just closing a gap.
And mutual recognition and RPL are designed to work together. Mutual recognition handles the license application side. RPL handles the qualification side. Two different things sitting alongside each other.
So where does Archer fit into all of this?
Archer Institute is a registered training organisation, RTO 45020, and can help with any training or RPL needed to satisfy a new state's requirements. The licence itself is always issued by the state authority, so that final step sits with them, but the qualification side is Archer's job.
And there's also a note in the article about moves that are a step up, not just a sideways shift?
Yes. If you're moving interstate and also thinking about upgrading your license category at the same time, that's worth looking at separately. The article points to Archer's license upgrade path and mentions the Certificate 4 in real estate practice if a new qualification turns out to be the cleaner route.
Good to flag. So what's the one thing a listener should do right now?
Contact the authority in the state you're heading to. The article lists all four. Get clear on what applies to your situation before you assume anything. Then, if there's a qualification gap, the recognition of prior learning pathway is where to start.
The full article is on the Archer Institute website and goes into much more detail on RPL, what evidence you'd need and how the whole process works.
And if you'd rather talk it through with someone, Archer's Australian-based team is on 1800 069 273. Nationally recognised, online, self-paced training with real support behind it.
If you're planning a move, sort this out before the moving truck arrives. It's a lot easier to get clear on the requirements while you still have time to act on them.
Thanks for listening.